Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel, commenting on the news about Julius Malema. In case you don't know him, he is the racist demagogue in South African politics, so leader of the Economic Freedom Fighters, a member of South African Parliament. Mr. Malema, age 45, he's been found guilty of two crimes. That is the unlawful possession of a firearm, and second of all, firing in public. Now, he didn't shoot anyone, nor did he think attempt to shoot anyone. He got 5 years, which Ivan, I think, is possibly a bit too long. He is a really detestable individual who is a flagrant racist, leader of this far-left rabble. He recklessly endangered the public. That could easily have killed someone, didn't kill someone, could easily have injured somebody. It dates back to 2018. And it was a semi-automatic rifle. He used to fire some shots in the air after elections, which his party did quite well in the Eastern Cape. He was trying what used to be called East London. I only found out today that it's now called Kugompo City, part of the so-called decolonization and so forth. So in the ruling, the judge courageously said it wasn't an impulsive act. It was the act of the evening that he built up to it. He didn't do it on the spur of the moment. He had planned to do this. Okay, had he done it with some spontaneity, the sentence presumably would have been less. She said that the defendant's political beliefs did not impinge on the verdict or indeed the sentence awarded by the bench. So that's him. So he's been well known for quite a few years. Goodness. What is Mr. Malema known as? Well, he's known for leading this groups are called, which broke away from the African National Congress. And there's a significant force in South African politics, far left populism. Where Mr. Malema is correct is that there is quite a wealth gap, and the ANC has failed the black working class. Life has got better for everybody in South Africa since the end of apartheid. And incidentally, just because I excoriate Julius Malema, don't think I'm a defender of apartheid. I'm not. Apartheid was definitely a bad and unjust system. I'm very glad it's gone, it's dead, it's buried with quicklime pour on top. It's never ever going to come back in any form. He's very anti-white. Now, they're bad people of all races. They're certainly bad whites. There were bad whites in South Africa who did some terrible things to black people. So I wouldn't dispute with him on that one. But that doesn't mean that anyone should mistreat you on the basis of his or her race now. And that includes the white minority. You know, if he wants whites out of South Africa, he somewhat had his wish come true. There was 16% of the population in 1994, 37% of the population now and falling, partly white flight, partly of a lower fertility rate. And the thing is, obviously, the black community is sort of catching up because the white life expectancy in South Africa is about 80. In black people, it was much lower at the time of apartheid, maybe about 50, is catching up to something like 65. And for various reasons, indeed, black people moving in from other African countries to reside in South Africa. And they face racialism as well, even if they live there lawfully. He said it's right to kill the boer, kill the farmer in public. Now, you might say, well, is that just in jest? I don't think it is, because, of course, it happens. Now, South Africa got a very, very high murder rate. And actually, I'm not saying that's white genocide. That's a lie in South Africa. And the murder rate of whites is lower than that of black people. Boer being farmer in the Afrikaans language, it's their version of Dutch. And so some Afrikaners, of those of mostly Dutch descent, would call themselves Boers, even though they're not actually farmers, because the British immigrants often went into mining and stuff like that. We should not be glorifying racialist violence against anybody. And it is true that there were some white South Africans who had the most rebarbative racialist views. South African friend of mine saying, my opa, meaning my grandfather, you want the stereotypical white supremacist, that was him. Or would refer to black people as a K word, massacres of black people at Soweto and Sharpeville. He thought that was actually A-OK and stuff like that. He didn't regard black people as human. So some South African whites had the most nauseating racialist views. So we've got to blame them as well, because they're the sort of people who turned Julius Malema into what he is. But, you know, apartheid's been over for 32 years. Julius Malema's had 32 years to get over it, and so on. And he's got to blame the ANC, and that's a great majority of people in the ANC are black, for not delivering. Now, there have been improvements. I'm very glad the apartheid laws are gone, and there has been economic improvements, even for the poorest people, just not enough. There's been too much corruption, there's been a lot of wasted money, a lot of incompetence. And you're not maybe not with the ANC, the other political parties as well. So there's going to be a rainbow nation where the racial animus is gone. And that's the odd thing is, in the first generation, actually racial relations are better. Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela, I disagree with him sharply on some things, but he was very good at trying to heal up the nation's wounds and to forge amity between the different racial groups. Okay, the only white man you can trust is a dead white man. He said this, quoting Robert Mugabe, with approval. Now, Robert Mugabe, the late Zimbabwean tyrant, someone who committed genocide against the Matabele people in the 1980s, as the Zimbabwean government has subsequently admitted on multiple occasions. So an absolute monster. Now, before Mugabe took over in Zimbabwe, he's been in Rhodesia, and there was a racist system. It was unfair. It was exploitative. And it was still much better what they had under Mugabe, which was even more exploitative. And just it didn't deliver for the people. So ironically, this minority rule was sometimes not as bad for the majority as when there was so-called majority rule. You can say, was it really majority, or was it just ruled by a clique when they just had farcical elections? One thing in South Africa, it is a genuine democracy. They're real elections. I don't think anyone doubts the results. So obviously, there are bad whites who are guilty of chicanery and so on. So, I mean, you might have observed that I'm white. I don't take the side of whites like automatically. There can be whites I detest. There can be black people I love. I just don't have that much in common with people just because I got roughly the same amount of melanin as them. And you're like, in Republic of Ireland, I wouldn't care if we never had a white Taoiseach or president ever again. We've had one half Indian Taoiseach, but, it doesn't seem likely at the moment that we'll have lots of non-white leaders, but it wouldn't bother me if that happened all the time. So Julius Malema, he is utterly despicable. He said, we're not calling for the slaughter of white people, at least for now. So implying that you might one day want the mass murder of a racial minority really is sickening. And this is a guy who was invited to address the Oxford Union, okay, the debating side of Oxford University. Had a white said the equivalent thing about any other group, he or she would never be invited. It is revolting. There was this clear incitement to mass murder. And it goes on. We're at war at whites. We'll crush you. And I know war can be used metaphorically, but they going around as paramilitary uniform, bearing all these hallmarks of fascism about the confiscation without compensation of land. They already had some land distribution in the 90s, but they want even more. When the government's failing, they sort of start to bang that drum. Land has changed hands many times in South Africa, often by force. But so long as it's black people taking off black people, he doesn't seem to bother him. When it was white, sometimes it does, but just because it's racist, even though the whites were then way more productive with it. Now, I've got no objection to black people owning all the land in South Africa if whites choose to sell it or whatever. Not saying that whites are necessarily better farmers. I mean, I'd be a terrible one. But no, we shouldn't punish people because, this was seized in the 17th century from wherever it was seized before. The one thing is there was the Terra Nullius principle, and the population of South Africa, when Jan van Riebeck arrived, the first white to live there permanently, was a fraction of what it is today. South Africa's over 50 million people. Back then, it's estimated to be under a million. So a lot of the land was just empty. No sign of human habitation or anything like that, or fences. White people must be warned, we will take our land. So constantly inciting hatred against whites. White people committed a black genocide. Now, how can you explain a genocide which increases the population, multiplies it, obviously, by providing more food and healthcare and extending life expectancy? I mean, there was fighting and black people were killed as well as whites. More black people, partly because of more of them, and the whites had superior military technology. And sometimes there were battles, but sometimes there were massacres. We're talking about Sharpeville and Soweto, that's true. But there's no evidence that the whites in South Africa attempted to destroy the black people or in whole or in part. That would be the definition of genocide. White people should work for black people. Well, I don't mind that. I've done that. That's fine to have a black boss if you're white. He's not saying it in the sense of equal opportunities. He wants racial mastery. He perceives everything as a race war. I'm here to disturb the white man's peace and so on. Is a sexist, he says, man, okay? He says that he hates white supremacy. So he trims sometimes. So anyway, he's a vile individual who's going to appeal. I wish he was out of South African politics. But unfortunately, he represents a significant strain in South African politics. But got to blame the apartheid era for making the monster that he is. But obviously, he can bear personal responsibility. You can't contextualize it all. Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, George Callan, 7@gmail.com. Goodbye.